Greetings, fellow humans. This is Pat Callahan from All White Tukey. You're listening to another great podcast on the 4-Eyed Radio Network.
Yeah. Greeting, comic book fans and females and males alike and everybody else who enjoys comic books, just like Kyle and I, or as we now got the nicknames of, soon we're going to have a civil war coming up soon because, of course, you know, Kyle is Captain America and I am Iron Man, and I've actually gone a little too overboard with the Iron Man, but we'll get into that later on the show. But we're going to be touching about a lot of little bit of news that came out. Of course, Flash and Arrow are back. Gotham is back. We're still waiting on Walking Dead to return. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm not sure if they return, but Kyle will fill me in on that as usual because Kyle knows what he's doing. And Agent Carter, which, again, people, I'm not doing my homework. I plan on watching it tonight as soon as we're done with the podcast. So hopefully I'll... Yeah, you know what? None of you can really care what I do anyways. But we're going to talk about a couple of things that came out in comic book news, some new TV shows that might be coming out, some casting members for a new for the new X-Men movie, also some other casting for some fans will be pretty excited about for another Netflix show that's coming in, and something that Ryan Reynolds wanted to talk about too. Also, we finally have answers to your questions that we were supposed to post 2 episodes ago, but guess what? No one knows, so we don't have to worry about that stuff right now. So without further ado, the Longbox cast is back, and let's kick it off with our theme song. Greetings, fellow comic book friends. That's right, we are back with a brand new episode of Longbox Cast, and this week, it's episode number 36. So Kyle and I are almost, we're getting up there. We're going to get to 50 soon. We're going to have this huge 50 blowout, and it's going to be amazing, and I know most of you people just don't care. But without further ado, before we jump into the show, of course, we got to give a little bit wetting our beaks so we can keep this podcast network afloat. So, of course, if you want to listen to us, find us on 4iRadio.com, Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Zoom Marketplace, BlackBerry Podcast, Blueberry Podcast, Mirror Guide, Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, SoundCloud, Player FM. Also, this podcast is brought to you by Raven Designs, but you can find her at Revenge Lover Designs. Illustrates and designs that fit your personalities. For sample and inquiries, visit revengelover.com. Also, we're a proud support group. We're not a support group. Well, I do have a support group, but we're not going to get into my alcoholism on this episode. That'll be a very special... We'll do that for sweeps. It'll be a very special episode for Steve during sweeps and whatnot. But, of course, the nonprofit organization Comic Care. This is a great place to check out. Go ahead and donate your comic books. They go ahead and they take them. They bring them to children's hospitals. And a lot of people show up in comic costumes, and they actually visit the children and help them out. So it's a really great cause. Go ahead, click on their website. Just go to www.comiccare.org. Comic Care is one word. Go ahead and click on that like button and give them their support. And without further ado, now that I've pretty much given everybody their I'm trying to keep this clean because after Kyle told me his mom listens, given everybody their little praises, Kyle, or should I say Captain, how have you been this week?
Oh, you know, just same old same. Working, and watching TV.
Nice. Anything exciting happened in your life, or something that might have happened in the comic book universe that you're kind of excited about?
No, because I did not do my homework either this week, and I did not read any books.
That's all right. No one's gonna. I'm not even mad.
You never do your homework, so you're the last person I expect to be mad.
That is true. So,
yeah. But, yeah, nothing really major. I know Amazing Spider-Man number 15 came out. I just haven't had time to
go and get it, so I gotta find time and the money to go to my local comic store and pick it up.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know all about the money funds and stuff. It really sucks because I keep talking to people about different comic books and all this different stuff now, and I'm like, oh, hey, I should let you borrow. Oh, wait, everything's in storage. So soon, yep. I'll be in my own thing. But
yep,
speaking,
I'm in the same boat myself.
Speaking of some good news, we did talk to another one of our podcast members of the network, Eric Berry, and he did agree, so we're going to – I told him probably not until I move out into my new place and we get some stuff situated over there. But it looks like we'll be doing a mashup episode of the Long Box Cast and the Ranger Power Hour special. So
that is actually the Ranger Command Power Hour.
See, I am not even doing my homework on that. These are people who are actually on the on the network, and I don't even know people's shows. This is how bad I am, people.
It's okay. That's the only podcast I listen to on the network. No offense to all the other network podcasts or even ours. I'll be honest, I don't even listen to our podcast because I already know what the hell was said.
It's not even that. Actually, all I do is I listen back for a little bit, but I usually don't listen to any podcasts that I'm on just because I don't like the sound of my voice. And all you lovely people get to listen to it, so. But
hey, Steve, I'm starting to lose you here. You're like starting to sound like a robot, just like...
Am I sounding like a robot? Am I still sounding like a robot?
You're like speaking like every other word or something like that.
Okay, because everything's recording fine, but we did have that problem again. Okay, hold on, give me a sec. I'm going to pause. Yeah, so that's basically how it works, you know. So if you do listen to our podcast, great. If you don't listen to our podcast, that's not a problem. I mean, I even tell people that, too. I'm like, you can check out the entire network, and really, if we're not a show you like, but you like other shows on the network, like, feel free to. Like, I mean, this is, like, that's why I do so many different shows, because, like, I'm into so many different things. I mean, people could love, like, Socially Awkward, but a lot of people be like, I'm not really big into comic books, why would I listen to Long Box Cast? Or, I'm not really big into video games, why I listen to Arcade Bros? Or something like that, so... I mean, so all that kind of good stuff. But, more support to everybody. If you're listening to people's podcasts on the show, great. If you're not, then that's cool, too. And if you're just stopping by and trying to get free shit, well, you can't because we're not at what? What are we not at yet, Kyle? We're not at 100 likes.
No, we're at 81 right now.
We're at 81. And that number keeps fluctuating. I've seen us at 82, drop back down to 80, and then we're back up to 81. I'm like, you know what, people? Do you want these? Because guess what? If you don't get these, I'm gonna make a pack now. Like, I really wanted to put together that Long Box Cast box thing, you know, for 150 likes, but we can't even get to 100. Guess what? By the end of the year, if we're not by 100, we are taking those three comic books and we're donating them to Comicare.
You realize now people won't like it just as why we do donate.
No, this is the thing, though. This is how I contradict them with this. This is the thing. But if you guys do 100 likes, you're thinking like, oh, well, Comicare could do, you know, they can get three comics. You know what I will do? I will donate a check that's worth more than those three comics to Comicare if you guys can get us to 100 likes. So now who's the bad guy? Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I will do that.
Okay.
See, I'm not bad. I'm not... See?
No, he's not a bad guy. He just drives around a white van with candy. That's all it is.
I wish I had a white van. Ugh. No, I just have a Civic.
I just wish I had a van full of candy for myself.
No, I just want a van just because it'd be easier to load drums. That's all I care about. I'm just like, kids would probably run up and be like, yeah, candy. I'm like, get out of here. Nice. I just want to go do traffic.
Yeah, so how have you been?
I've been good. Just same old, just working and getting all my stuff together and trying not to spend money on nerd stuff and it was funny because I've been like holding off on video games and I was going to buy Far Cry 3 this weekend, or no, Far Cry 4, and because at Best Buy they had it like $10 cheaper and then I still have a $10 coupon, so I'm like, if I can get this game for like $30, that'd be a pretty good deal, you know, save like $30 off of it. Of course, go to Best Buy, they don't have any more.
Ah, damn.
I was like, all right.
Best Buy seems to be screwing a lot of people over.
Ooh, yeah. I don't blame her on that. That's what I was actually telling, because I know one of the things they're releasing, which I want to get, because I already have a 3DS, is they're going to hopefully be selling it out here. I think they're selling it out here, but it actually comes with the Majora Mask, like, statue, like the character, the Skull Kid, with the mask on and the game. So I was like, I'd like to get that. But, yeah, it's just a weird, like, I've noticed that, too. It's like... you know what? I'm trying to remember. It had to be like 10 years back. They did this. Like the same thing happened with, I guess, the PlayStation
No, the Xbox 360. People were buying the Pro ones. Like, they all, like, GameStop, like, fixed it, like, after this happened the first time. So they were like, they've never had this problem now. But when they originally released the Xbox 360, they had, like, the normal console that was, like, hardly anything. It was, like, bare bones. And then they had the Pro one that had, like, you know, the 10-gigabyte hard drive. Like, all this, you know, all the stuff you need, basically. And they pre-ordered way too many of those and didn't get those. So a lot of people were just ended up getting, like, the, you know, the crap ones, basically. And it was just like, well, this sucks. So, but GameStop, I know, has, like, fixed that thing. Like, they're like, this is how many we have. If we pre-order, you know, we pre-order these and they're gone kind of thing. Not like, oh, no, we'll take your pre-order. Kind of thing. So yeah, Best Buy. Yeah. Well, I have a feeling Best Buy might be on its way, might be going the ways of Sears.
Mm. I'll put it past them. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
That's been about it. Just same old, just waiting for all my paperwork to go through for work. And
nice.
You do realize when I do get the job, though, I can fly for free, so I might just like stop by and pop in for a visit.
I am absolutely 100% okay with it, so long as though I have my own place, I'm not living with my wife and her parents still.
Oh, no, I won't be. I mean, by the time I take a vacation, it's probably going to be, like, 2020.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Hopefully by then.
You're like, yeah, no, Steve, I'll have my shit together before you, okay?
No, we'll see what happens. I think you might actually have your own place before I get my
own. Yeah, but then soon what's going to happen is going to be all, like, me with, a lighter holding to my face, be like, whoa, so we're recording a long box cast. We can't go over 45 minutes because that's my power for the entire I'm poor kind of thing. But anyways, let's talk TV has come back. Or do you actually want to do the new segment we started last week? Do you want to hit that first? Or do we want to do some TV talk and then go to the character spotlight?
Let's do the TV talk because the new segment TV news.
Okay, cool. We can do that. Okay, so of course, Flash is back. Saw that. They finally brought in, what is it, Heatwave?
Heatwave, yep.
Heatwave and Captain Cold started. And the guy who's playing Heatwave, I don't recognize him. I don't know what else he's been in.
He was also in Prison Break with the guy who played Captain Cold.
Okay, was it his brother in Prison Break? Either did I, and I was looking, because I knew Captain Cold was from Prison Break, and I knew they were talking about bringing in the same guy who played his brother, and I was like, oh, if they bring him in as Heatwave, that'd be fantastic, which apparently they did, but I guess whatever makeup they did, or how, if he lost weight or got bulked up for the role, I'm not sure, but like, it didn't really look like the guy from, thing, but yeah, I like what they did with his, like, basically, you know, he's a pyrotechnic, so, if people are not caught up with either the Flash series or anything like that, but, I think it's great. I like how opposite they are. They're playing these characters really well. I even liked how it ended, which we'll get to that. But yeah, so what was your take on Heatwave? Do you think the guy's doing a good job with him or?
Oh yeah, definitely. They did a great job with him. I can't wait to see what they do with the rest of the Rogues Gallery. Still waiting for Mirror Master for myself.
No, me too. I would love to see Mirror Master. That'd be pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying.
I did hear. Oh, sorry.
Oh no, I was just gonna go ahead. You heard?
Yeah, I heard that apparently Gorilla Grodd will be coming to the TV series very soon.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait for that. What's so weird with that? It's like it's such like a dumb character. Like if you think about it, like it's just like it's a smart gorilla, but like just his perspective, Gorilla Grodd, and like everything, like who he actually is. It's actually kind of a really well done character. Like, even when you see it, you're just going to be like, a fucking ape, really? But then you're like, oh, okay, you know.
Well, look at all the villains. I mean, tomorrow's episode is Pied Piper.
That's right, yeah.
And then sometime down the road, we're getting the Trickster.
Yes, the Trickster, which I'm looking forward just to that episode just for the cameo of Mark Hamill.
Yeah, so that's basically how it works, you know. So if you do listen to our podcast, great. If you don't listen to our podcast, that's not a problem. I mean, I even tell people that too. I'm like, you can check out the entire network, and really, if we're not a show you like, but you like other shows on the network, like, feel free to. Like, I mean, this is like, that's why I do so many different shows, because like, I'm into so many different things. I mean, people could love like Socially Awkward, but a lot of people be like, I'm not really big into comic books, why would I listen to Long Box Cast? Or I'm not really big into video games, why I listen to Arcade Bros or something like that. So, I mean, So all that kind of good stuff. But more support to everybody. If you're listening to people's podcasts on the show, great. If you're not, then that's cool too. And if you're just stopping by and trying to get free shit, well, you can't, because we're not at what are we not at yet, Kyle? We're not at 100 likes.
No, we're at 81 right
now. We're at 81, and that number keeps fluctuating. I've seen us at 82, drop back down to 80, and then we're back up to 81. I'm like, you know what, people? Do you want these? Because guess what? If you don't get these, I'm gonna make a pack now. Like, I really wanted to put together that long box cast box thing, you know, for 150 likes, but we can't even get to 100. Guess what? By the end of the year, if we're not by 100, we are taking those three comic books and we're donating them to ComicCare.
You realize now people won't like it, just as why we do donate.
No, this is the thing, though. This is how I contradict them with this. This is the thing. But if you guys do 100 likes, you're thinking like, oh, well, ComicCare could do, you know, they can get three comics. You know what I will do? I will donate a check that's worth more than those three comics to ComicCare if you guys can get us to 100 likes. So now who's the bad guy? Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I will do that.
Okay.
See, I'm not bad. See?
No, he's not a bad he's not a bad guy. He just drives around a white van with candy. That's all it is.
I wish I had a white van. Ugh. No, I just have a Civic.
I just wish I had a van full of candy for myself.
No, I just want a van just because it'd be easier to load drums. That's all I care about. I'm just like, kids would probably run up and be like, yeah, candy. I'm like, get out of here. Nice. I just want to go do traffic.
Yeah, so how have you been?
I've been good. Just same old, just working and getting all my stuff together and trying not to spend money on nerd stuff and it was funny because I've been like holding off on video games, and I was going to buy Far Cry 3 this weekend, or no, Far Cry 4, and because at Best Buy they had it like $10 cheaper, and then I still have a $10 coupon, so I'm like, if I can get this game for like $30, that'd be a pretty good deal, you know, save like $30 off of it. Of course, go to Best Buy, they don't have it anymore.
Ah, damn.
I was like, all right.
Best Buy seems to be screwing a lot of people.
I don't blame her on that. That's what I was actually telling, because I know one of the things they're releasing, which I want to get, because I already have a 3DS, is they're going to hopefully be selling it out here. I think they're selling it out here, but it actually comes with the Majora Mask, like, statue, like the character, the Skull Kid, with the mask on and the game. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'd like to get that. But, yeah, it's just a weird, like, I've noticed that, too. It's like... you know what? I'm trying to remember. It had to be like 10 years back they did this. Like, the same thing happened with, I guess, the PlayStation. No, the Xbox 360. People were buying the Pro ones. Like, they all, like, GameStop, like, fixed it. Like, after this happened the first time. So they were like, they've never had this problem now. But when they originally released the Xbox 360, they had, like, the normal console that was, like, hardly anything. It was, like, bare bones. And then they had the Pro one that had, like, you know, the 10-gigabyte hard drive. Like, all this, you know, all the stuff you need, basically. And they pre-ordered way too many of those and didn't get those. So a lot of people were just ended up getting, like, the crap ones, basically. And it was just like, well, this sucks. So, but GameStop, I know, has, like, fixed that thing. Like, they're like, this is how many we have. If we pre-order, you know, we pre-order these and they're gone kind of thing. Not like, oh, no, we'll take your pre-order. Kind of thing. So yeah, Best Buy. Yeah. Well, I have a feeling Best Buy might be on its way, might be going the ways of Sears.
Mm. I'll put it past them. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
That's been about it. Just same old, just waiting for all my paperwork to go through for work. And
nice.
You do realize when I do get the job, though, I can fly for free, so I might just like stop by and pop in for a visit.
I am absolutely 100% okay with it, so long as though I have my own place, I'm not living with my wife and her parents still.
Oh, no, I won't be. I mean, by the time I take a vacation, it's probably going to be, like, 2020.
Okay, yeah. Hopefully by then.
You're like, yeah, no, Steve, I'll have my shit together before you, okay? Yeah, but then soon what's going to happen is going to be all like me with a lighter holding to my face, be like, whoa, so we're recording a long box cast. We can't go over 45 minutes because that's my power for the entire I'm poor kind of thing. But anyways, let's talk. TV has come back. Or do you actually want to do the new segment we started last week? Do you want to hit that first? Or do you want to do some TV talk and then go to the character spotlight?
Let's do the TV talk because the new segment is going to lead in a little bit with the comic book movie / TV news.
Okay, cool. We can do that. Okay, so of course, Flash is back. Saw that. They finally brought in, Heatwave?
Heatwave, yep.
Heatwave and Captain Cold started. And the guy who's playing Heatwave, I don't recognize him. I don't know what else he's been in.
He was also in Prison Break with the guy who played Captain Cold.
Okay, was it his brother in Prison Break?
I believe so. I never actually saw the TV show, but I've heard a lot of people talking about
it. Either did I, and I was looking, because I knew Captain Cold was from Prison Break, and I knew they were talking about bringing in the same guy who played his brother, and I was like, oh, if they bring him in as Heatwave, that'd be fantastic, which apparently they did, but I guess whatever makeup they did or how... if he lost weight or got bulked up for the role, I'm not sure, but like it didn't really look like the guy from thing. But yeah, I like what they did with his like basically, you know, he's a pyrotechnic. So if people are not caught up with either the Flash series or anything like that, but I think it's great. I like how opposite they are. They're playing these characters really well. I even liked how it ended, which we'll get to that. But yeah, so what was your take on Heatwave? Do you think the guy's doing a good job with him or?
Oh yeah, definitely. They did a
great job with him. I can't wait to see what they do with the rest of the Rogues Gallery. Still waiting for Mirror Master for myself.
No, me too. I would love to see Mirror Master. That'd be pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying.
I did hear. Oh, sorry.
Oh no, I was just gonna go ahead. You heard.
Yeah, I heard that apparently Gorilla Grodd will be coming to the TV series very soon.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait for that. What's so weird with that is, like, it's such, like, a dumb character, like, if you think about it. Like, it's just, like, it's a smart gorilla, but, like, just his perspective, Gorilla Grodd, and, like, everything, like, who he actually is it's actually kind of a really well done character. Like, even when you see it, you're just gonna be like, a fucking ape, really? But then you're like, oh, okay, you know.
Well, look at all the villains. I mean, tomorrow's episode is Pied Piper.
That's right, yeah.
And then sometime down the road, we're getting the Trickster.
Yes, the Trickster, which I'm looking forward just to that episode, just for the cameo of Mark Hamill.
All right, we are live right now.
Okay. So that's what's been going on in the Flash universe, and I saw Kyle's little notes in the segment for Arrow. So Kyle, how was Arrow this week?
It sucked. Not nearly as good as the Flash.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Basically, Oliver's still dead, and the episode was basically just focused around all of the sidekicks trying to figure out how to save the city without Oliver.
Hmm.
Come back to life. We're not sure how yet, but I'm pretty sure it was through the my mind's drawing a blank. Yes, thank you, Lazarus Pit. Sorry about
which
that, folks.
Which is from what comic book franchise? That's right, Batman. Suck it, Arrow.
Yeah. But that happened. Oh, and at the very end, Laurel shows up dressed as the Black Canary, and she looks fucking hot.
Ooh, very nice.
Yes.
Now, did they do well on that Black Canary costume, or...?
It's still the same that her sister wore. White wig and everything. It's literally the same costume. She just picked it up and was like, okay, I'm going to wear this now. But she looks good in it.
Okay. You know, it'd look even better?
What's that?
The all over my bedroom floor.
You're a sick, sick man.
Why, man? High five. She's of age, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm single. I'm allowed to be dirty.
Touche.
Yeah. So that's the Arrow wrap-up.
Yep.
You guys won't get this joke, but I'm just going to... Specifically, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We're trying something new, so if you notice some of the half of the recording, which now I'm getting kind of worried because Audacity is showing nothing in the recording, even though I saved it. So we might just be – this show might just be all over the place tonight. But, so we're having a little bit of difficulty in trying to figure out what's wrong, if it's the internet or if it's the boards I'm using. So, but anyways, let's get on to more news.
Yay, more news. I don't have to say the Arrow story 4 freaking times anymore.
I know.
That was so bad. Okay, so – I gave up on Gotham, so I have no idea what's going on there.
I am not caught up on Gotham, so again, I have no idea what's going on there.
All right, Walking Dead's not back yet. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. won't be back till March. And Agent Carter took a one-week hiatus from last week. It'll be back on tomorrow. So I will definitely be watching that.
So that kind of just pisses me off right there, if you think about it. That means Flash came back, Arrow came back. I didn't do my homework with Gotham, but then it's like our Arrow segment took like almost 40 fucking minutes. And then I was like, oh, okay, we got more. Now it's just like boom, boom, boom to everything else. Thank you, Arrow.
Yeah. Also, before I forget, tomorrow the new Justice League movie comes out.
That's right.
Yes, yeah, the new animated movie.
The Battle of Atlantis or something like that.
Yep, I will definitely be picking that up. And if Best Buy has the exclusive figure that goes with them, I will be getting that.
Ooh, what's the figurine?
I don't know. My guess is it's probably going to be Aquaman. I kind of want it to be Black Manta instead because he's like badass looking, but it's probably going to be Aquaman, knowing them.
Yeah. Aquaman talks to fish and other stuff.
Did you just seriously mix Spider-Man and Aquaman?
Yeah.
Okay,
hey,
cool.
I'd rather have an Aquaman movie than an Arrow movie.
I'd rather have an Ant-Man movie. Oh, wait, I'm getting one.
Yeah, but... Well, okay, first off, we can't say that anyways, because DC doesn't know how to do movies. Speaking of movies, actually, apparently that one new movie that's coming out that has Mila Kunis in it, apparently they're supposed to have a teaser trailer for Batman v Superman.
Yeah, I heard about that. I actually did kind of want to go see that movie, so...
No, I do, too.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I'm like, at this point with the DC movie universe, I'm kind of like, you know what? Why don't you guys just stick to animated features?
They should. They really, really should. But, I mean, it's Christopher Nolan. He at least did a good enough job. Now, I'm not saying the Batman movies sucked, because you know how much I hate Batman. They were good movies for Batman.
What about Zack Snyder's take on Man of Steel?
I still have not seen that.
Oh, okay. Surprising.
I literally just bought the movie the other day for like $11 on Blu-ray, so I own it now. I just haven't seen it yet. Yeah. So maybe by next week I'll give my opinion on it.
Okay, because I am curious about that, because like, I'm not a Superman fan at all, and I actually enjoyed that movie. But a lot of people who are Superman fans didn't like the movie. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of those things where you sit there going like, well, why didn't he just do this? It's kind of like the last Batman movie with all these fucking plot holes. It's like, my girlfriend died, so I took 8 years off. You're like, what the fuck? Kind of thing.
Dating.
I know, but it's they couldn't come up with a better deal. Like, to me, it would have been more sense that he's like, oh, I'm depressed, I'm not going to be Batman anymore. To me, it would have been more the fact that it's just like, I have no idea why they even started it that way. So, like, to me, it would have been different if it was like Batman in his prime, still, you know, and then he meets Bane, and then the Bane cripples him kind of thing. Then it would have made more sense, because to me, it's like, well, Batman didn't really have much of a chance against Bane, because he's like, I haven't fought in like 8 years. Time out. You know, But so speaking of DC, speaking of Superman in general, anyways, you notified me that Supergirl, the CBS Supergirl show, the female has been cast.
Yes, she is going to be played by actress Melissa Benoist, I guess that's how you pronounce it. I'm not 100% sure, but I recognize her. She was in the TV show Glee. So if anyone out there actually watched Glee, you will recognize her. At first, I was kind of like, I don't know how I feel about this, but the more I think about it and the more fan art I've seen of her dressed up as Supergirl, I think it's actually a pretty good fit. I cannot wait to see how this goes.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting if they actually are going to do like a full-blown Supergirl, or they're going to do like Smallville Supergirl. Depending on what they decide to go. Do you think they're going to go through with the whole, like, she gets the costume, she's actually going to be fighting? You kind of like, almost like, was it the New Adventures of Superman with Lois and Clark?
From what I've heard, I think she will get the costume, but I think I've heard is Superman's probably going to like appear in like the very first episode, and that's probably going to be about it. Jimmy Olsen will be in it, though. That much I do know.
Mm.
Yeah, so we'll get to see him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Now, do you think... Now, of course, I would say you think they're going to bring in the actual guy who's not playing Superman, but, of course, DC does not want to do the whole weird movie universe and TV universe together. So, and then I was about to say, do you think they would bring in the guy who played him on Smallville? Because technically that would still be canon to...
Yes and no, but they actually did have a Supergirl on Smallville, so they kind of can't do that right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, played by a different actress who, what was it, Laura Vandervoort? I don't know how to pronounce her last
Laura
name.
Laura Voldemort, we gotcha. I did find this out. I had no idea that the guy who played The Flash was actually also on Glee.
Yes, he was like in season 2 or 3 or somewhere around there. Yeah, it was kind of weird when I heard he got the role of Barry Allen. I'm like, okay, this is weird. So now we got like two Glee stars playing superheroes. I'm like, okay, who else is going to be joining?
I know. From the cast of Glee, he's going to be playing Batman. He's like, throw him a batarang, throw him a batarang.
I would watch the crap out of that.
That's what I now want. I want superhero Glee.
They had an actual superhero episode, and Melissa Benoist, she dressed up as a superhero with a cape, so if you want to see what she looks like as a superhero, per se, you can actually find her.
Okay, that's kind of cool, though. So, I kind of like it when it's people I really don't know that they throw in these roles, because to me it's like, okay, let's see what you can do with this character then. So,
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like it when you get to see, like, characters that you've seen on TV shows, but you haven't seen anywhere else, so you're kind of like, oh, okay, this should be interesting.
Exactly. Oh, hopefully she can act in this movie. Now, I jumped over to the next thing, which I do have a couple of questions to ask about, but okay. X-Men Age of Apocalypse, casting the Young Storm, Cyclops, and Jean Grey. Now, the one girl from Game of Thrones who plays Sansa or something like that, like, everybody hates her on Game of Thrones because she doesn't do anything, and I agree. Let me guess, is she going to be Jean Grey?
I guess so. No, I don't see why she wouldn't, unless, of course, she's going to play Cyclops. I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, hopefully, like, it sucks because I'm like, I feel like she can act because obviously she's making like very depressed every time I watch her story, just like, oh god, it's her kind of story, not like I feel bad for her kind of story, more like when do you get to the other people I care about. So let's see if she can actually bring it to the whole thing. And then I don't know these two people, so
yeah, I honestly I don't recognize all three of them because I also don't watch Game of Thrones, but I heard that the original actor for Cyclops, he actually said that he is a huge fan of the guy who they picked for young Cyclops. He said he's a perfect role. He's seen him act in a serious position, and he's got his approval. So I think that's actually pretty cool.
No, that is really cool. Actually, that's just pretty cool. So these people have been casted, and now that kind of throws my story a little bit out of whack. So X-Men Days of Future Past kind of fixed the entire X-Men universe.
Yep.
Obviously, Hugh Jackman, of course, will become Mecha's Wolverine because Hugh Jackman, just like Wolverine, does not age, apparently.
Right. Well,
but so is now this taking place all before everything, and are we getting Patrick Stewart and those people back, or what?
Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen have already said that they will not be in X-Men Apocalypse.
Well, now I'm depressed.
Yeah, I know. So was I. I waited till now to give you the news. I'm sorry. It's basically going to be the first class actors plus Hugh Jackman.
Okay, so what it sounds like to me is basically, if I get this right, so basically, everything was fixed in the timeline,
Yep.
But
yep.
What you're going to do is that means everything that happened in the 70s, I believe this is taking place, what, in the 80s, maybe?
Most likely, because First Class took place in the 60s, this will take place... Days of Future Past took place in the 70s, and now this will take place in the 80s.
So basically, we kind of get to see what happened to Wolverine at the end of First Class, where Mystique, you know, pretty much found him.
Yeah.
See what happens to him from that point. And I understand that, but it's just kind of weird to me because it's like, so we kind of already know that the future gets fixed. Everyone grows up happy. But then it's all like, but it's kind of like, okay, well then, is that like, to me, is that like, that's how it's going to end, where everything's fine and good and holy, everyone's better and stuff, and then now you're feeling like the gaps of what Wolverine did?
Well, there are rumors that they want to do another X-Men movie, but with the future cast. So maybe they'll do like a quick little, I'm hoping that they will do that. That would be really sweet, because that... I know all the actors are like, yo, we want to come back and play our characters, especially Cyclops and whatnot. So,
well, that's what I was saying. Like, I mean, all of them made that cameo at the end of the movie, and you're just like, holy crap, you know, it's like...
Exactly.
I mean, usually most people be like, I mean, if you look at it, it's like, what's his, Kelsey Grammer was like in it for like, what, 3 seconds?
Oh, hi, Logan.
I know. It. Yeah.
And he probably was like, what, 4 hours of makeup just for that? And it's all like, well, you're going to give me this much money. You're going to have, like, 3 seconds of screen time. This is your line. But you have to be here for, like, 8 hours of makeup. And, like, literally, if anybody else probably didn't care about these characters, like, another person would be like, fuck you! Kind of thing. So, yeah, I thought that was, like, really cool. So when I did see all that, I was like, yeah, I'd like to see another one. That's what I thought Age of Apocalypse was going to be. But, of course, Age of Apocalypse, I guess, is taking place in the 80s. So now I'm curious, when it takes place in the 90s, does it just go back to the original X-Men movie then?
I don't know. It's a good question, actually.
Yeah, I just really blew everybody's mind there because everyone's like, it did come out in 1999. Yeah, to the tail end.
Yeah.
So it should be interesting. I'm just kind of, I was like, okay, so I guess, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I actually do enjoy the new cast of X-Men because I was, like, blown away by X-Men First Class.
Mm-hmm.
Days of Future Past, I like the whole thing back and forth and stuff. So, but yeah, it should be very interesting. So I'm sure everyone's good. And of course, we also got, what's his name? Gambit's going to be in this one.
Yes, like, Gambit will be in this one.
Someone who actually can play Gambit, I guess. Now, are you a Doctor Who fan?
I am, actually.
Okay, then I'm going to let you take the rings on this story because I have no idea with... I know the name, but more people will probably be more excited. So apparently, Netflix series, again, has also made some casting calls, and you found this story. So, Kyle, take it away.
All right. For those who are a huge fan of Doctor Who, especially the 10th Doctor, or 11th Doctor if you watch Day of the Doctor, David Tennant has been casted as Purple Man, the villain for the Jessica Jones Netflix series. Now, most of you are probably wondering, who the hell is Purple Man?
Oh, I was asking, who the hell is Jessica Jones?
Your future wife. Now,
is she good looking? Is she hot?
Go look her up real quick while I talk about Purple Man.
All right.
Yeah. Purple Man, also known as Dr. Zebediah Kilgrave, is... Let's see here. He has the ability... If I can find it again. I lost it. I am sorry. Yes, here we go. His body produces pheromones which allow him to verbally control the actions of others. This Purple Man was also in an episode of one of the cartoon Avengers series. I can't remember which one, but it was basically where he made everyone believe that they were evil or something to that effect. I'm sorry, my mind's drawing a blank. I believe it was him, though. Basically, Purple Man is just like a dude in a suit, and his skin is purple. So he really couldn't come up with a better name, but...
Oh, okay. I think I remember that episode of the Avengers.
Yeah.
Cartoon show. I think he was on that one. Okay, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of an obscure character, so I thought it'd be perfect for our villain of the week thing.
Very nice.
Yeah, so David Tennant's been casted as him. I think it's going to be a very good role. And from what I've read, basically, Jessica Jones has come out of retirement, is going back into the superhero business, from what it sounds like, and her actions of becoming a superhero again have caused others to go after her again. So it looks like Purple Man was originally a villain of hers from back in the day, I guess, and now he's coming after her again, from what it sounds like. I can't really give you guys that much information. I mean, I can look up the Jessica Jones thing and see what we got here. Here we go. Premise for the Jessica Jones. Following a tragic end to her brief superhero career, Jessica Jones tries to rebuild her life as a private eye, dealing with cases involving people with remarkable abilities in New York City. So far, the only characters that will be in the show is Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Purple Man.
Very cool. I will say this, yes, Purple Man does make an appearance in the animated series, The Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes. He was actually voiced by Brent Spiner.
Okay, there we go.
So I remember, because I remember seeing him, I'm like, that voice sounds so familiar. Yeah, it was actually, I will like to see David Tennant play this character now, because Brent Spiner, how he voiced him, was really cool. The character, like, even though it was just like this weird looking, like just basically a purple guy, you know, or whatnot, but his powers are just how like sinister he kind of was. So it will be very interesting to see this.
All right, so let's see, what else we got here? Also, just announced today, actually, Fox has greenlit an X-Men TV show.
Out of my way, bub. You don't remember the 90s cartoon show?
Yeah. Oh, so, from what I've heard, there are no scripts or anything like that. Basically, it's just an idea right now, so we'll see how that goes. But I'm kind of excited. I wonder if it'll tie in with the actual movie universe like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. does, or if this is just going to be like a standalone X-Men TV show.
Actually, it could possibly tie in with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff, just because how the Daredevil TV show is now owned by Marvel Studios. And a lot of these properties are, so I don't know. I mean, unless Fox is going to be able to do all that stuff.
Fox does own the movie rights to X-Men. They technically don't own the TV rights,
yes,
which is why we got the cartoon Wolverine and the X-Men. So I wouldn't be surprised if this was actually supposed to be like a tie-in with the Marvel Cinematic Universe without ever having to go into the actual movies.
Mm. It's basically just some guy with really bad claws just running around going, okay, the only problem I have with that cartoon show, I do have to bring this up because I thought it was the funniest thing. Why did Gambit speak in third person?
What was that?
Gambit speaks in third person.
Hold on, you're starting to break up. Back away a little bit from your mic.
I said Gambit speaks in third person. Does that sound better?
Why? Gambit speak in third person?
Yeah. Yeah, he spoke in third person. Like, there's this episode, they're on this island, and, like, they're about to fight people, and all of a sudden, like, Jubilee's like, I lost my powers. And then Gambit jumps out, like, oh, Gambit lost his powers too. I'm like, what the fuck? And then what was really weird is Wolverine's on the island, and like he whips out his claws because he's like, this isn't part of my power, bub. And I'm like, yeah, but your power is healing, so technically you'd be dead because your body wouldn't be healing you, because that's the only way they were able to graph all this stuff. And then when everyone gets their powers back, Professor Xavier becomes crippled again. So, yeah, so we'll see what happens with the X-Men TV show. Everybody's doing that now. As soon as, like, Marvel had some stuff. Shut up, phone. Jeez. Everybody hits me up at the same time, people. I don't care. We do what we want to do. Anyways, so the X-Men TV show should be pretty cool. I just hope they do. But also, speaking of Fox News and all that great stuff, Ryan Reynolds said he apparently wanted to release the footage sooner if he could have of the Deadpool stuff, right?
Yeah, he basically said, I would have released the footage sooner if it wasn't for Fox going up my ass so far that they'd actually be able to smell Deadpool, Wade Wilson's feet.
Wow. Strong words.
Yeah.
Who started off on two guys.
But you know what? Yeah, but you know what? I'm happy Deadpool will be start filming in March, so we're going to get a Deadpool movie, folks.
Yay!
We need a laugh track.
We have that. It's just... We do have a laugh track. I just borrowed it from the Dharma and Greg show, and there's no laughs left. Nineties joke.
So
our comic question of the week. Kyle was so kind enough to remember to text me to go, do we have a question this week? I go, yeah, I never posted. He's like, I'll take care of it. So Kyle, yeah,
the question of the week was, what comic book movie are you most looking forward to this year? Obviously, there's only like four options because you got Avengers Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, Fantastic Four, and Star Wars. Yes, that's right. Star Wars was a comic book at one point. Well, nobody answered on the Facebook page. No one. I think we got a like, and I think that was maybe you or something. I don't know.
It was probably me. And okay, so wait a minute. You're telling me no one answered on the Facebook page, even though apparently we have 81 likes. You people are not... You know what? I said I would try this year, people. You're not helping my cause.
Well, also, if you also like our Facebook page, we have other stories that we don't actually share on the podcast. So if you want to know more stuff, go to our Facebook page and we'll check those stories out. But anyway, so like 5 minutes before the show, I tweeted out on my personal Twitter account saying, actually, let me see if I can find it. I want the exact words. Getting ready to record our latest episode of At Longboxcast. Yes, that's right. We also have a Twitter account. Go like that too. Question of the week is, what comic book movie are you most excited for in 2015? I got two responses there. That's more in 5 minutes than I have gotten in the past like 3 or 4 days from everyone else. Shame, shame, shame.
Yeah, it's more that we've
gotten anyways,
in the last couple of months. So.
Yeah, true. Well, all right. The first response was from Eric Berry, the head of Ranger Command Power Hour and his Starfleet Escape podcast, which is also a Star Trek podcast for anybody who likes Star Trek out there. Go check out his podcast.
Him and Aaron Gallows.
Yes. He said, Age of Ultron, I'm ready for the next phase of Marvel films. And
yes.
Aren't we all?
Okay, so and then what was the next one?
Next one was from John at Tyranno John, saying Avengers Age of Ultron. He didn't give a reason, but you know what? He at least answered the question.
That is true.
So kudos to him.
So very cool. So everyone's looking for Age of Ultron. What about you? What are you looking forward to in 2015? Or is everybody's answer pretty much the same across the board?
Right now, I'm most excited for Age of Ultron. I can't wait to see what Ant-Man's going to be. I could care less about Fantastic Four because I haven't heard shit about it.
Yeah.
And Star Wars, I'm looking forward to it, but I have a feeling I'm not going to see Star Wars until probably like the beginning of 2016.
Mm.
I'm going to wait until a couple weeks until that all the fandom has already seen it, so this way I'm not like in a crowded theater with a bunch of idiots who keep checking their cell phone in the theaters.
Yeah, it's debatable with that one because I want to go see Star Wars right when it comes out, same with like Age of Ultron, just because I know Star Wars is going to be one of those movies that everyone just fucking is going to spoil the hell out of it.
Oh yeah, true. Fuck, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's and it's weird because you have to find that sweet spot where it's like, I'm not going to be in with all the people. Like, look, I don't care if you're a hardcore Star Wars fan. It's the same with Star Trek. You want to dress up to the movie premiere and everything, that's cool. People do that with comic books. I'm fine with that. And, you know, it's a great nerddom and everything like that. But there's that open window where it's all like, I got to pick my time.
Mm-hmm.
But no, more power to them. But yeah.
Yeah, I say maybe like a week or two after it comes out.
Yeah, that might be a safe bet. Just avoid the internet for like a year. Or, I mean, a year. I mean, 2 weeks.
No, a year would be fine.
A year would be fine. I can't do my job. Why? Because I work on the internet and I gave it up for Lent.
Hmm.
But I would say probably Age of Ultron. Yeah, is I mean that's a trailer that I saw that I got super uber excited for. So it's gonna be. It just seems like it's gonna be a lot darker than this last one, and we'll just see what happens. I mean, I don't see a big disappointment for that. I mean, I rarely feel that anyone's gonna be like this movie's worse than the first one kind of thing. So but you know, I also go in with the same expectations. I'm just curious how everything else is gonna do, such as you know, Ant-Man. Yeah, Fantastic Four. I feel the same way. It's like I haven't heard anything about it. Last thing I heard about it was like they're not gonna get their powers until the end of the movie. I'm like, then don't call Fantastic Four. Call it the people who just hung out.
And they have superpowers. Yeah, pretty much. At one point. No, anyway, but... so I got a question for our next comic question of the week.
Okay. All
right. My question is. Who is your favorite obscure comic book character?
Mm.
Maybe we'll feature them onto our character of the week, if they're obscure enough.
Ooh, I have a great obscure one.
Squirrel Girl does not count. She's becoming mainstream.
No. The one I'm thinking of, and not too many people know about this one. It's a very rare one.
Okay. Right, like, you can tell me after the show, and then we'll talk about it later.
Like, a lot of people have either heard of him, or a lot of people are going to name this thing, and they'll be like, what the hell is that? So.
All right, yeah, that's our question of the week. What is your favorite obscure character? And like I said, Squirrel Girl does not count because she's becoming mainstream. She's getting her own comic book series.
Yeah, it's so. Isn't it so weird now that like something became so popular, and people are like, I want to read it now! Ah!
It's just like Deadpool. He was so obscure before, and now everyone knows who he is.
That seems to happen. So now we have to be like those old-timey like comic book geeks going like, I knew Deadpool and Squirrel Girl before they were popular. Where's my Lanta? End scene. anyways, of course... you can find us at LongboxCast on the Twitter. Don't forget to visit us at www.facebook.com/LongboxCast. Give that Facebook page a like. The contest is still going over, and I still agree to what I said at the beginning of the show. If you guys get us to 100 likes, those comic books will go to you, and I will donate more money than those comics are, like how much Kyle paid for them, so they do get a decent amount of money for a charity check. So if you guys do not like, that means you don't like children.
How dare you?
What, are fans or me? Because I love children. I'm going to give them money, but they won't get that money.
I love children, too.
So, of course, you can also follow all the other great shows on the 4Eye Radio Network. And, Kyle, people want to follow you on the Twitters, which apparently two people did follow you on your Twitter and answered back that question you shot out. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Deadpool_Ranger. I've been posting a lot of comic book news stuff and Power Ranger news stuff, although I know a lot of people don't really care for that, but I don't care because I love it.
And you can also find me at Stephen Mooney Jr. on the Twitters. Don't forget to like Facebook pages and check out everything else. And Kyle, I think that wraps up this episode. This episode finally. That should have been 45 minutes, but apparently something missed in all grasps. But Kyle, take us away with those sweet, sweet words that people can go home and sleep on.
Lombox Cast. Too many issues for a short box.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Bye. Okay.
Another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com. Hey, Kyle.
Yeah?
Marvel Experience. I got your Squirrel Girl right here.
Ooh!
You know why? Because I got these nuts! Sorry, Cosmo.
Okay. At least no one even knows about After the Crash.